Thank you for calling. Please press 999 to connect your call. Please press 999.
Hello?
Hello, this is customer support returning a phone call.
Yes, ma'am.
How can I help you?
I got a charge on my charge card, and I want to know what it's for. Because I don't remember ordering anything.
Can I get your zip code?
Pardon me?
Can I get your zip code?
35147. What kind of company is this?
Oh, we're a third-party company that just offers customer support for multiple products. So, I don't know if you purchased something recently and had a question about the charge. Then, if they're affiliated with that, then we can look it up. What's your first and last name, ma'am?
Joe Kelton, K-E-L-T-O-N. Joe without an E.
Okay. And for security purposes, could you verify your address for me?
4095 Westover Road, Westover, Alabama, 35147.
Yes, ma'am. One moment while I get that to load up. Okay, let's see here. Okay, yes, ma'am. It looks like what happened was all these charges are coming from a subscription that you got enrolled into when a sweepstakes entry was purchased on back July 25th to win a KitchenAid set.
Oh, great. So yeah. How do I get out of that?
Let me take care of that for you right now. Let me start canceling this out for you, okay?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I didn't join anything.
Right, yes, ma'am. I completely understand what it did was that purchase to get that KitchenAid automatically put you into a subscription that you had to cancel, and that's how that happened. I do apologize for that.
And that's how they get you pulled in.
Mm-hmm.
And you never
terrible.
Said that, did you? I didn't hear a thing.
Oh my goodness, I love it. I love your personality. Let's see, cancel this. Because that is a monthly fee at that. They're going to keep taking that money and keep taking it. They didn't get the money that they tried to take on 12/6, but the charge that they took from you on December 1st, I can, as a courtesy, get that reversed for you.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that the $39.99 or
yes,
the $67?
Okay. Yeah, that 67, they didn't get that, but they did get that 39, so I'm going to get that back to you.
Well, do you know what 67's for?
That would have been that membership fee that they charge, that subscription fee that they charge every single month, but your bank declined it. They didn't let them take it.
Oh, that's so good for them. I knew I liked that bank.
Right? Yes, ma'am. And then right before that, on 11/26, they declined it again. They tried to take the $39.99, and they declined it. So they were declining those charges as well. So let me get this back to you.
Okie doke.
Yes, ma'am. And I got that all canceled out. Let's see. Yep.
Now, that's $100 a month.
Yes, ma'am. And it adds up very quickly.
Yes, it does, especially when you're on a
fixed income.
And
yes, ma'am.
Getting fixed down lower.
Yes, ma'am. Exactly.
Oh, well, exactly. Live and learn. I don't know much about computers, but I'm not going to push a button for nothing no more.
Right? Because you never really know, and it's like, oh, Lord. And sometimes it's to the point where you can't even retract the money back. It's a complete loss, and it's like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And if you just want to see something
mm-hmm.
and find out what they're charging about it, you don't have any recourse but to just let it go, because
exactly.
they don't let you say cancel.
Exactly. And it's like, oh, wow. My, not okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. All right. Looks like I was able to get everything canceled. They can no longer go into your account going forward. And they credited back that $39.99 charge that they just took from you the other day.
Okie doke.
All right. So you
You're
going
to have a good Santa Claus come to see you.
I hope so, from your mouth, right?
That's right.
I love it. I hope that you have a very wonderful rest of your day and a very happy Christmas.
Thank you, darling. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.